neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
We found out that the reasoning behind this delicate mitzvah, the mixture of wool and linen, goes back to Rain and Hevel. So we agreed, Chaim was tzaddik, so he had the intention to bring an offering, whatever he brought, because he felt that Hashem doesn't need all offering. Hevel, we see, his korban was not accepted. Hevel. Was it accepted or wasn't accepted?
Hevel was.
Yeah, Hevel was not accepted.
No? Hevel.
Yeah, Hevel was not accepted. Oh, you listening? Chazaku Baruch.
You don't understand.
beautiful. Yeah, Hevel Korban was not accepted because we concluded that Sheruchei Mitzvah Einan Nizurin. So that means, even though that seems like that Hashem accepted his Korban, but it should not be harmed. The outcome should not have been destructive. So the conclusion here is that Hevel did something wrong because if his korban was accepted, then he would not be punished. So when Cain punished his brother, Cain punished his brother, or Hashem punished Hevel
through Cain.
Very nice, beautiful. Yeah. So now the dilemma here is why Kohen Gadol is permitted to wear shatnez. Because if he cannot wear shatnez because of Cain and Hevel, because the outcome, it was disastrous. So now, why Kohen Gadol wear shatnez? Why?
He's the one who can combine, we can bring the rachamim.
Cain?
No, the Kohen Gadol.
Kohen Gadol? No, everybody can bring rachamim.
That's
the tzaddik gozer, as well from Rayim. Many examples. Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, so on. So now here, as we explained, so Hevel had a duty to go to Rayim and ask permission, right? Because he was the one that started the brother Korban. So Hevel goes to his brother and says, Achi, Ahuvi, my dear brother, may I bring a Korban? So did he ask his brother?
No.
He didn't ask his brother. So very, very interesting thing. When Yom HaKippurim comes, only one person in the whole world, he knows his verdict. Only one person. Who's that person? Kohen Gadol. Isn't that interesting? And the moment he knows he's alive or he's not alive. Out of millions and millions of people, only one person in the whole world knows that he's alive or not. Why? It says in the Torah Tana Udusha, when Kohen Gadol is just about to enter the Kodesh Kodashim, Vayishma Kolo, it says that Kohen Gadol has to make a sound, noise. Why? Why has to make a noise? So Mirai says, Yavo Kol, Umachaper Al Kol. That means when Kohen Gadol makes a noise with his pomegranate, then he will mechaper the kol. What is the kol? Because Ribono Shel Olam came to Rain and he told them, kol deme achicha soakim elai. He said, the blood of your brother, they're screaming at me. So now here, Bina says that this noise of Kohen Gadol that he makes before he enters the Kodesh Kodashim, he will delete the act of the murder of the Kain. What does it mean? So another question is, Yom HaKippurim, does Hashem know that Kohen Gadol is going to go to Kodesh Kodashim?
Yeah, of course.
So why does he have to knock?
It's a respect, kabod.
What is it?
It's
Derech Eretz. Tarbiyat. Mane. Of course Hashem knows. Hashem knows. You have to know. So now here, Torah Moshe is teaching us. You know what shatness is all about? You know what it is? Shatness means lack of Derech Eretz. That's why Kohen Gadol can wear shatness, because he has Derech Eretz. Chaim didn't have Derech Eretz. He had logic. He said, Hashem doesn't need. Good, he doesn't eat, but you don't bring rotten fruit for Hashem. Is that Derech Eretz? Hevel Korban was accepted, but he didn't have Derech Eretz. That's why he was killed by his brother. So you see, the whole point of the shatnez, wool and linen, is only and only is because lack of manners. So Kohen Gadol, he wears the shatnez. Why? Because he has the Derech Eretz. Can I come in? Can I go? Can I see? Can I learn? Can I?
Yes.
No. No. When somebody's talking to you, you have to sit down and listen. If you do something else, that's lack of Derech Eretz. It says in the Gemara, Gehazi doesn't have Olam Haba. Gehazi was there. Why Gehazi doesn't have Olam Haba? Why? Because he was reading Tehillim. How could it be somebody reads Tehillim and doesn't have Olam Haba? Could it be?
Yes.
Yes. The Gemara says when Elisha Nabi Alav Shalom, he was giving lecture, Gehazi was sitting outside and he was saying, Shila Malo de Sainai Arim. So people would come, say, hey, the Misharet, the assistant of the Prophet, is sitting outside. It's not a good shiur. If not, he would go in. So what happened? People went home. You must say, ay, ay, ay. You need to eat me. And you go, not to Olam Haba. You have Chilul Haba. Why? Because he did Chilul Hashem. He didn't have Derech Eretz. He didn't have any respect.
It was a one-time occasion that he did that?
So other things. But this, you know, was the final thing. But the point of matter here is that here, Zohar HaKadosh is teaching us, you know this jacket you wear? You have to send it to a laboratory. Why? Why? Because his jacket is reminds you to have the Derech Eretz. It's not that you take the linen out. The jacket, the shatnez, is teaching you. There are manners. What does manner mean? Respect. What does respect mean? Listen. What does respect mean? Ask. That's what the shatnez is all about. And that's why we see how these two brothers, they were banished. Why? Because of lack of the Derech Eretz. But the role model, the symbol of Am Yisrael, had the privilege to go to Kodesh Kodeshim. Why? Nishma Golo Yabo Kol Lechaper Akol. The greatness of Kohen Gadol was not that 7 days he was away from his family. It was not that it was all day he was up. He was not that he was bringing 7 korbanot. He was not that he would wear 8 pieces of clothing. His greatness was knock. Knock, see. Knock, go. Knock, come. That's what the whole greatness of the Kohen Gadol was. And that's why the only one, the whole Olam, that knew his verdict on that day was who? Kohen Gadol. You know what it is? You know, you're alive. The rest of the year I'm alive. You know what it is? You know what it is? To be sure, you know, another 365 days I'm alive. You know what it is? And the only one that had the zechut to know, it was going away. Had Derech Eretz. And that's what Derech Eretz brings about. And that's what Hashem wants to see. And that's how you become Habib, dear to Ribono Shel Olam. To show, Derech Eretz is the main thing. Gadmal Torah. No matter how much Torah you know, but if you don't have Derech Eretz, it doesn't worth anything. Hashem is like, you know, to get to have enough knocking. Zad Hashem, Niskev Yeshuot, Shalom Aleh Nachat.
Koyel HaNishomot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koyel HaNishomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koyel HaNishomot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koyel HaNishomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.